wahine.
Māori, hiki tia Māori hapaingia. Māori ora ki te whai ao ke te ao marama, tihei Māori ora. Hiki tia rā te hā, hiki tia rā te wairua te mana o hene ahu o ne. Ano hoki he wahine, me papa e ora e te tangata. Ara mai i te wahine, te whare tapu o te tangata, ka puta te tangata, te whānau, te hapu, te iwi, ngā iwi katoa. Me aro koe ki te hā o hine ahu o ne. There were 13 women that signed the treaty. This signified that our women had enormous sense of self-belief in their own status as their own mana, as women who had rangatiratanga in their own right. In I roto I te ao Māori. How do you remedy 180 years of colonisation and disenfranchisement? We took that very strong political narrative and we turned that into a case to be answered before the Waitangi Tribunal. This is a claim that has been 35 years in the making. In 1993, I lodged the claim along with our tupuna whaia from the north, significantly, Dame Mirazasi, Dame Whina Kupa, and there were a number of other wahine from the Māori Women's Welfare League, all willing to put their signature to the claim that was lodged in 1993 to reclaim and reassert the mana of our wahine I roto I te ao Māori. 67% of the prison population of women are Māori women. So that says a lot about systemic prejudice. That says a lot about the impact of racism in the criminal justice system. What I would like to see is some power and authority in a parliamentary commission and parliamentary commissioner, a mana wahine parliamentary commissioner, that has power and has resources and has the power of legislative power of intervention so that women can take kaupapa, Māori women can take kaupapa to a commission and have that commission exercise independent authority that's apolitical, so that it has similar powers of direction that, say, for example, the Environmental Commissioner has. I mean, mana wahine is an expression of my tūpuna wahine, really, of my whakapapa, of being able to know who you are, where you come from, and to be able to assert that. You've got to know and understand the world that asserting that came from. And that's a journey for a lot of women. I mean, this inquiry is going to be a journey for all of the women that are involved in it, but also that come to witness it, that come to participate and contribute to. Really, it's about reclaiming, and it's also about resetting those narratives so that those narratives are front and centre of the reason why we do things.